Welcome to Life Talk, a series of thought-provoking podcasts specifically developed to thoroughly enrapture, dynamically expand, and potentially enrich your life by challenging your heart. And now, here's Craig.
We all deal with discouragement, but let's talk about how we can become dense to discouragement. There are many things that cause discouragement, so many, in fact, that attempting to cite each one would result in a list of nearly endless proportions. Developing such a list would be terribly discouraging in the development, yet that is what we seem to do. Discouragement begets discouragement, somehow feeding on itself as we ponder both what causes our discouragement and the actual feeling of discouragement itself. In the end, it devolves to the point where we become discouraged about being discouraged, causing us to forget what it was that caused our discouragement in the first place. And all of that's discouraging. Lynn Abbey wrote, "I'm dense when it comes to discouragement." And I would ask, how do we move in that direction? Maybe rather than immerse ourselves in negative list-making and pondering our discouragement, it may be better to take a different approach. I think it might be wise to look at discouragement as a feeling that is more likely determined by our response to a situation rather than being dictated by the actual situation itself. That's not a new idea by any stretch. Yet, here are some thoughts to make us a little more dense. Think about this. If our discouragement is based more on our response to a situation, then our reaction to a situation can actually be more powerful than the situation itself. Therefore, it may well be that in certain situations, possibly many situations, we are actually more powerful in determining our response to a situation than the situation itself. And if indeed we have that kind of power, how do we use it more effectively? Well, what determines our response? Our response has a whole lot more to do with our perspective. The size or severity or magnitude of whatever we're dealing with is in part dictated by how we see it. How we see a situation then determines our response to it. We can be predisposed to make things bigger than what they are or minimize them, thereby making them smaller than what they really are. Either way, we can skew things way out of proportion, making them something they are not. Whatever we make them out to be is what we will respond to. And so I think we need to, therefore, balance out our response. In balancing out our response, we want to balance out our view of whatever it is that we're responding to. In reality, we want our view to represent what this thing or this challenge or this obstacle or this person or this loss really is. We can start to achieve that balance and become a bit more dense to discouragement by applying the following. First, adjust your expectations accordingly. We tend to do things that are about our expectations. What we tend to do is gauge something based on our expectations of that thing, not on the merits of the thing itself. We hold things up to what we think they should be. What they should be is typically determined by our expectations. We use our expectations as a form of measurement and evaluation. Therefore, if our expectations are excessively high or terribly low, the person or the situation is ranked by those expectations. We might want to make certain that the expectations that we have are balanced and appropriate. It is important that the expectations are reasonable. That doesn't mean that we abandon personal views or belief systems or standards or morals or ethics. It simply means that we apply these correctly and in a balanced fashion. When that is done, we can then view the situation accurately. By balancing our expectations and seeing the situation more accurately, we are likely to be a bit more dense to discouragement. Two, we need to welcome ourselves to the real world. We need to recognize that life is not fair. We have an inherent sense of justice, that things should be right and should work themselves out fairly. There's nothing wrong with the idea of justice and fairness other than they don't always prevail. Reality is that life can be unjust and unfair. Things can be unmerited, unwarranted, undeserved, unconscionable, and entirely unreasonable. Situations can be biased, discriminatory, prejudicial, imbalanced, bigoted, and entirely one-sided. As Francis Ford Coppola wrote, "I remember teachers who really singled me out for their discouragement." It's not right, but it happens. It doesn't mean that we don't fight it and work to obtain fairness and justice. Rather, it simply means that it's part of life in the world that we live in. 3, you know, not getting my way might be the best way. Often our discouragement is based on the fact that things didn't work out the way we had planned or intended. Sometimes we are so caught up in the disappointment of plans gone astray or derailed that we fail to recognize the potentially new options that might now exist. All we see is what didn't happen. We don't see what now might be able to happen given that the situation has shifted. We don't realize that sometimes new opportunities can only be realized when old plans have been moved out of the way. As Bishop Robert South wrote, "Defeat should never be a source of discouragement, but rather a fresh stimulus." Yeah, it didn't work out the way that we wanted. We can plant ourselves squarely on the loss and complain, or we look for something fresh that may have not been there before. 4, maybe we need to ask, what's the bigger picture? Sometimes our losses are our biggest saving graces. We move so quickly in our worlds that we lose sight of where we're going in the first place. We run pell-mell doing this and doing that in some sort of helter-skelter existence that has lost all sense of a clear goal. We need to pull up and ask where our actions and decisions are taking us, other than being actions and decisions for the sake of actions and decisions. Therefore, when things don't work out, rather than disappointment, maybe we need to think about reorientation. And then 5th, what's really important anyway? When we face a disappointment, we might ask, what's life really all about anyway? In the big picture, is the loss or disappointment as large and as important as it seems? We tend to magnify things, granting them more importance than they actually possess, sometimes much more importance. In the end, will this loss really matter as much as we think it does? Is it the deal breaker that we've really made it out to be? Do our lives really hinge on whatever this disappointment is as much as we apparently have come to believe? Well, maybe not. Rethink how you think. When you do, you may become a bit more dense to discouragement and a whole lot more balanced in enjoying the life that you're living.
Thank you for joining us for Life Talk. For further information or additional resources, please visit www.craiglpc.com.